Reasons for coming to therapy. Patients often come to therapy with deeper issues than they initially mentioned. When a patient starts therapy, the therapist typically asks, "What brings you here today?" This question aims to uncover the patient's main issue, the reason they seek help. It could be something specific, like dealing with the death of a loved one or experiencing panic attacks. Alternatively, it might be more vague, such as feeling stuck in life. A television scriptwriter named John came to seek help for what seemed like straightforward problems. He couldn't sleep, argued with his wife, and felt stressed at work, where he believed everyone around him was incompetent. His solutions were simple: he wanted better sleep and a chance to vent. However, his real issues were far more profound. They stemmed from tragic events in his past. When John was just 6 years old, his mother died in a car accident. As an adult, he experienced another devastating loss when his 6-year-old son died in a car crash. These events caused John deep emotional pain, leading to problems like unexpressed grief and an inability to open up to others. During therapy, he kept his son's death a secret for nearly 6 months, deflecting questions with jokes, insults, and interruptions. He even texted during sessions. Eventually, John began to confront his grief and work on being more emotionally open. It was a difficult journey, but acknowledging these underlying issues was crucial for his healing. This process shows that even therapists can struggle with their hidden problems. Unhelpful narratives in therapy. Patients often start therapy with unhelpful stories they've created about their issues. When a patient begins therapy, they don't just have a problem, they have a whole story around it. Sadly, this story usually doesn't help. Instead of exploring deeper, patients simplify their problems and blame others. One example is a woman who sought therapy after her boyfriend unexpectedly broke up with her. They were planning to get married, but he decided he couldn't live with her and her 8-year-old son. This event led her to believe a narrative that made her problems seem simpler than they were. This came as a shock since he had never mentioned this issue before. In her late 40s, the breakup sent her spiraling into anxiety and depression, leading her to see a therapist named Wendell. When she first met Wendell, she came up with a story already formed in her mind. Her inner turmoil was solely because of the breakup, caused by her ex-boyfriend being, in her words, a selfish sociopath. In therapy, she spent time trying to prove her narrative, recounting all the questionable things her ex did. She hoped Wendell would agree, validating her view so she could make sense of the breakup and move on. But Wendell didn't give her the validation she sought. Defense mechanisms in therapy. Therapy patients often use defense mechanisms to avoid facing difficult truths, which can complicate their progress. One simple reason for this is that people generally dislike feeling painful emotions and will try to avoid them. Additionally, we all want to think positively about ourselves and be seen positively by others. In therapy, patients are encouraged to explore their deepest emotional pains and reveal unflattering aspects of themselves. This goes against our natural tendencies to avoid pain and maintain a positive self-image. As a result, many patients put up defenses to protect themselves from the perceived threat of therapy. An example of such a defense mechanism is when a patient fixates on their ex-partner's faults during therapy sessions. This fixation prevents them and their therapist from addressing the underlying issues that made the breakup so traumatic. Therapists must keenly observe their patients to uncover the truths hidden behind these defense mechanisms. For instance, a passing comment from a patient complaining about feeling like her life was half over amidst discussions about her ex-boyfriend hinted to her therapist that her distress went beyond the relationship. He realized she was also grappling with existential fears, including a deep anxiety about her mortality due to a mysterious illness she had been battling. While the fear of death is one of the most profound fears, other underlying fears can influence a patient's therapy journey. Human connection, a vital aspect of therapy. Therapy often focuses on how people deal with losing and regaining connections with others. While death may seem like the ultimate fear, consider this: would you want to stay alive if you were told you had to spend the rest of your life in solitary confinement? The thought of long-term loneliness is very scary. One of the therapist's older patients, Rita, was 69 years old and had been almost completely alone for about 10 years when she came for help. Rita craved human connection so much that she started getting pedicures just to have someone touch her feet. Rita's case is extreme, but many therapy patients find themselves feeling lonely or fearing loneliness. For example, John, a television scriptwriter, had colleagues at work and a family at home, but he still felt isolated because he couldn't communicate openly with them. For Rita, her relationship with her ex-boyfriend helped ease her fear of loneliness while they were together. When they broke up, her fear became even stronger, making the breakup very hard for her. As she approached middle age, she worried that she might never find another romantic partner. This uninterrupted time allows the patient to share their story and feel understood by the therapist, who helps them rewrite their story in a way that helps them move forward. For patients like Rita, moving forward often means reaching out to others and building new relationships. But first, they usually need to deal with other issues that are causing them problems. Find meaning in writing. Therapy often deals with finding meaning in life. Imagine facing a choice between life and death, but with a catch: you have to spend your life doing something that feels completely pointless. Many people seek therapy because they feel their lives lack meaning. This was true for a woman who came to therapy with a cloud over her head. She had signed a book deal that came with a large advance. For a writer, this should be good news, but it turned into a problem. The advance meant she had to write about helicopter parenting, a topic she didn't feel connected to. This caused her anxiety and she couldn't bring herself to write. In therapy, she realized the issue: the project felt meaningless to her. Not writing the book would also mean losing future book deals. Writing wasn't just a job for her, it was part of her identity and gave her purpose. Despite the risk, she decided to break the contract, return the money, and pursue a book that truly mattered to her. In the end, taking this risk paid off, as she went on to write a book that was meaningful to her. Regain freedom in challenging times. Achieving a sense of freedom is crucial for recovery. When deciding to take a risk and cancel her book deal, she confronted a common issue that drives people to seek therapy: feeling restricted. Many patients feel trapped in different ways. It was being tied to a book contract she didn't want. Rita, an elderly woman, felt isolated due to failed marriages and estrangement from her children. John, a TV scriptwriter, struggled with grief and emotional barriers. Julie, a 33-year-old professor with terminal cancer, faced the ultimate confinement: her illness. Julie's situation highlights a critical point: some people truly are stuck in their circumstances. Unlike her, who could break her contract despite consequences, Julie couldn't walk away from cancer. However, Julie chose how to confront her reality. Instead of succumbing to despair, she adopted her limited time, becoming more adventurous. She joined a band, appeared on a game show, and even took a job as a cashier, finding it more socially fulfilling than teaching. Julie's story teaches us an important lesson applicable to everyone. Even in the toughest situations, we still have choices in how we respond, some healthier than others. Resistance to change and its impact on personal choices. Our resistance to change can hinder us from accepting our freedom and choosing healthier paths. Consider Charlotte, a 25-year-old woman struggling with alcohol and unhealthy relationships with questionable men. Despite her efforts to quit drinking or avoid bad relationships, she always finds herself returning to old habits. What drives people like Charlotte to continue harmful behaviors they know are wrong? It's because stopping would require making significant changes in their lives. For Charlotte, this means learning to socialize without alcohol and seeking relationships with more emotionally stable men. However, many people resist change because they find comfort in familiar routines, even if those routines are unhealthy or painful once they become habits. Charlotte's tendency towards unhealthy relationships has deep roots dating back to her early childhood. Her parents often argued loudly, which bothered their neighbors. Because of this, Charlotte subconsciously linked love with anxiety instead of happiness or calmness. As a result, whenever she encountered another bad boy, she felt strangely drawn to him despite knowing better. Conversely, when she met a more suitable boyfriend, she couldn't connect with him because his emotional stability contrasted sharply with the instability she associated with love. This made her feel distant towards him instinctively. Charlotte's experience shows how becoming accustomed to unhealthy patterns can become a strong force, attracting similar situations and resisting positive changes. Difficulty expressing emotions. When Charlotte started therapy with her, she appeared almost emotionless. She spoke in the same tone whether discussing good things, like her boss praising her, or terrible events, like a sexual assault she experienced in college. It wasn't that she didn't feel anything, she just couldn't understand or show her feelings, a condition known as alexithymia. Charlotte's case was extreme, but many people struggle with disconnecting from their emotions. This is especially true for deep negative feelings such as fear of death or loneliness. Most of us avoid these emotions, trying to push them away. Some use defense mechanisms, while others turn to things like alcohol, as Charlotte did. However, burying these intense emotions doesn't make them vanish. They can build up inside us and show up in unconscious actions or physical symptoms, like fidgeting or loss of appetite. It's like they're hiding beneath the surface, affecting us without us even realizing it. Express emotions leads to personal breakthroughs. Patients often have breakthrough moments when they openly express buried feelings. For instance, 25-year-old Charlotte found herself admitting that her emotional detachment felt terrible during a therapy session that ultimately changed her life. Similarly, elderly Rita wrote a heartfelt letter to her estranged children, and Julie, a cancer patient, found release by shouting swear words. In another instance, she and John, a TV scriptwriter, both broke into tears when they finally acknowledged their deep grief. These tears might seem like a breakdown, but they signify a breakthrough. By shedding them, individuals lower their defenses and release their true emotions. This allows them to fully experience and confront long-buried aspects of themselves. The key word here is freedom. While this doesn't instantly solve their problems, openly acknowledging their emotions enables them to begin working on resolving them. The end of one story marks the beginning of a new chapter in their lives. Key points. 1. Many people come to therapy for deeper issues they may not realize at first. 2. Unhelpful stories can stop patients from seeing the real causes of their problems. 3. Defense mechanisms often protect people from facing painful truths. 4. Therapy helps rebuild human connections, which are vital for healing. 5. Finding meaning in life can help people overcome feelings of emptiness. 6. Resistance to change keeps people stuck in harmful patterns. 7. Expressing emotions openly can lead to personal breakthroughs and growth.